This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk, the home for all things Scott Mills.
5:15, just on Radio 1. Last time on Laura's Diary. Well, due to popular demand, you decided that you wanted to carry on with this week. So season 3 ended, and straight away we're into season 4. You'd think they might have put Friends on for a few weeks in between, don't you mean? Just to build up the suspense, but they haven't.
Will and Grace.
Now Laura is starting university in Glasgow. And she bid a tearful farewell to her boyfriend Ben. They did have a tiff before she left because of the flowers incident. Mm. But they did make up for it on her sister Mary's bed. Before she left for uni.
They were left alone for half an hour, weren't they? Yeah.
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Now, I know that as you were reading the diary on Thursday, the last time we spoke to you, as you were reading it, you didn't really know that that had occurred all those years ago, did you?
No, I was quite offended by that.
So, can I just ask, have you been sleeping on the floor ever since?
Oh, don't sound...
just tell me, where have you been sleeping since you found that out?
In my bed.
Sorry?
Put a bit of rubber sheeting on, it's all fine, I find, anyway.
Did you get your own back on Laura's bed this weekend?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know, Chappers?
Now, please welcome the person that found the diaries and made it all possible for the university years. It's Laura's sister, Mary.
Hi.
Read the diary, love.
All right, okay. Right.
You're
Tuesday.
On.
Tuesday the 23rd of September, 1997. Dear diary, once again, I'm writing this because I can't get to sleep. The people upstairs are at it again. Don't they ever get tired? They've been doing it for about an hour now. Just when you think they've stopped, the noises start again. It makes me feel a bit sick. I feel like an old woman. It makes me miss Ben.
An hour?
I don't know who they are. I think it might be the guy with the denim jacket. His girlfriend looks like a slag.
Yeah, that's the Laura we know and love. See? Right there. Okay, go on.
Three boys moved into the flat today, so at least I'm not on my own.
Oh, here we go.
But we've not spoken much, probably because they're fourth years, and they smoke non-stop. Dave came to talk to me yesterday and suggested I move out, because he doesn't think we're going to get on.
How long have you been there, Laura? Like a day?
A week,
right. Okay.
I'm warming to Dave already. Don't know much about him, but I'm warming to
Maybe you should move out. We're not going to get on. Nice. Okay, go on.
I've moved out all of my food out of the kitchen in case they steal it.
Yes.
And they're not even the worst ones. Charlie is constantly waltzing into my flat without knocking, so I've started locking the door to keep her out. She's so loud. You can talk.
Hello. She's so loud. What?
I really hate her. And, and the guy from Portugal is really giving me the creeps. I think he fancies me. I'm trying not to give him the wrong signals, so I'm just being rude to him.
Well, it really is a happy start to university life, this one.
I met some lesbians today.
Brilliant. Okay.
They were in the laundry room and started talking to me, so I ran away. I want to go home, but no, I can't. I really miss Ben. There's always people on the phones, and even when you get on them, you can't talk privately. We were trying to have an intimate conversation, but couldn't, as people kept walking past. So we've decided to start writing to each other as well. And I hope some of the first years move in soon. This is crap. love, Laura.
An optimistic end to the diary then from Laura. Oh, I feel a bit sorry for her. She's there with only three other boys to talk to. Oh, it's going to go really wrong. I love it. More Laura's diary tomorrow at 5:15. Love you, Mary.
Love ya.
Reading out the diary is Laura's sister, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get any Valentine's today?
I got a couple of my mates, but me and my mate are going to go get fish and chips.
Oh, yeah.
Be fat.
Oh. Your sister got sent some flowers.
Yeah, she sent them herself.
By herself.
Bless.
I know.
It's so sad when you have to do that.
I know. Right, okay.
Don't judge her, though.
Let's have the next part of the diary, please, Mary.
Saturday, 27th of September, 1997. Dear diary, my head hurts. I've just spent the last hour lying on the floor in the toilet. But Charlie came in, so I've locked myself in my room. Didn't make it to the toilet last night, so my sink stinks. I'm not...
Oh, hang on a second. No, wait there.
Oh.
My sink stinks, and it's because she didn't make it to the toilet.
Yep.
What the hell? I've heard of blokes doing that after a night out, but
not girls. Believe.
I didn't do that.
What did you do then?
I was sick in the sink.
Oh, you were sick, okay. Oh, that's all right then.
It's all right, you're a lady again now, that's fine.
Thank the Lord. Okay, continue please, Mary.
And that bloody couple upstairs are at it again. Seriously, does she not get sore?
Oh.
That's grim. Some people moved in. They seem nice. Apart from one wears a cagoule all the time, and another has a really flaky skin. The lesbians cornered me in the laundry room yesterday and invited me out with them, so I went out with the new people instead.
Seriously, Laura, you need to get over your irrational fear of lesbians. Some of my best friends are lesbians, and they're fine. Okay? I'll take you out maybe next week and we can meet them, yeah? Can you not run away?
Can I come as well?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Anyway... Carry on.
Howie made vodka jelly, and I was drunk before we even left the building. I fell down the stairs on the bridge, leaving the village, and nearly died crossing the main road. Went to a pub called Crosslands, where some of Train Spotting was filmed. Then ended up at Cheesy Pop at QMU. I got banned from the stage for harassing DJ Toast.
For doing what with DJ Toast?
Harassing. And I can't really remember much after that, apart from the weird Portuguese guy turning up, smelling of garlic, and doing some weird dance by me, which involved him trying to put his hands on my hips.
Ew.
Is that the Lambada?
That's maybe one of the funniest things you've ever said.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, go on.
I tried to phone Ben last night when I got back to tell him I miss him, but he didn't pick up.
Rubbish.
He called earlier on, though, and shouted at me. Apparently, his mum wasn't very happy that I had called at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm banned from calling him now. He has to call me. It's so unfair. All I need is a cuddle, and even my boyfriend hates me. Love, Laura. P.S. Got to matriculate on Monday.
Sorry?
Matriculate.
What's that?
It's
like when you register... Some Scottish thing.
It's when you register for uni.
Oh, okay.
She explained, but I just don't understand.
Okay, right, matriculate.
There we are. Whatever.
Oh, Laura. Fell down the stairs on the bridge, leaving the village, and then nearly died crossing the main road.
And puked in a
sink. Such a lady. More from the diary tomorrow at 5:15. Thanks, my darling. Love ya.
See ya. Love ya.
Please welcome for the next excerpt of the diary, the person that made it all possible in the first place by finding the diaries in Laura's old bedroom in her house in York. It's Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Tired as usual.
Oh, you're not in bed already, are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
God. You got your blue pyjamas on?
Oh, no, I've not got changed.
Oh, what, so you're in bed in just your clothes?
Yeah, I'm just chilling. I'm not asleep.
Not yet.
Well, obviously.
Mm. I'm at the Brits. How exciting is that?
Yeah, I'm at the Brits.
Okay, can we have the next excerpt of Laura's Diary, please, at 5:22 on Radio 1.
Tuesday, 30th September, 1997. Dear Diary, I feel so bad. What have I done? I just got off with Alan.
No! Who's Alan?
No idea.
Okay.
The boys decided they wanted to get to know me a bit better. We started drinking ages ago. We didn't have any mixers, so Dave just put everything we had into a bucket.
Oh, God.
I know that's not an excuse for doing what I did, but I feel so guilty. I can't tell Ben. He'd finish things on the spot. But if I don't tell him, will he notice I'm acting funny?
Laura's just pointed out to me, by the way, that Alan is somebody that she used to live with, one of her flatmates.
Dave said it's all fine, and that's what students are meant to do. But surely the fact I live with him is going to make things really awkward. I managed to stop things before it got too out of hand.
There's a first for you.
But the thing is, I was enjoying it, and I'm tempted to go back and see him now.
No! Oh my God, you so would do that as well, Laura.
Yeah. I'm so confused. Me and Ben were just going through a rough patch, and perhaps Alan just gave me what I needed at the time.
Good morning.
Why do I always get myself into these situations?
Nothing's changed.
No.
I'm meant to be going back to York for Ben's birthday, so I can't tell him then. That would be a horrible thing to do. Maybe I don't tell him anything. He's not going to find out, is he? To top it off...
He is now. Rubbish.
Yeah.
Quite a few years later, he's found out on Radio 1. Rubbish.
Yeah, sorry, sir. To top it off, I collected my laundry this morning. The lesbians weren't there. But I've left a sock in my whitewash. Oh. So all my underwear is grey.
Oh,
no. Love, Laura. What a cliffhanger.
Yeah, all of that and we've added on to dodgy colour underwear.
So all my underwear was grey. Thank you, Mary.
Sorry, Scott. Have fun at the Brit.
Thank you. Speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay, can we have the next episode of Laura's Diary, please? Because I'm itching to hear it.
Okay. Thursday, 2nd of October, 1997. Dear Diary, I did it again.
What?
I thought things were bad before, but I keep making things worse. I got off with Alan again tonight. He instigated it, though, so I'm not to blame. I've been on the phone to Ben. I was going to tell him about snogging Alan, but he started going on about how much of Jenny he's been seeing, so I didn't. It makes me really angry when he goes on about her. He knows it upsets me, and she's such a stupid cow anyway. I don't know why he even likes her. I was really upset by the end of the call, and Alan came in my room to comfort me. He's really sweet and made me feel better.
You're such a hypocrite.
He's really sweet? He was the person who wanted to kick you out.
And also, it's fine for you to do it.
Yeah.
But he's seen more of Jenny.
Yeah. He's a cow anyway.
Continue, please.
One thing just kind of led to another. It all seemed so natural. Now my head is swimming with all these thoughts, and I feel guilt beyond guilt. You're so cheesy. I don't quite understand what it all means. I'm not sure if I even fancy him.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe he's more of a playmate for when Ben's not here. I feel torn. I really like Ben. When we're not arguing, we get on really well. But I'm sure he gets some sick satisfaction from telling me how many times he's taken Jenny out. I would never do that to anyone. God, why do I get myself into these situations? Live, Laura. P.S. I think my hair is falling out.
Is that it?
Yep.
What? Why do I get myself into these situations? Because you're a strumpet. That's why.
I've not heard that word for years.
Well, no. I could have said something else, but I didn't.
Good use of the word strumpet.
Thanks.
Right, thank you, Mary. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Love you.
Love you.